Hello and welcome to episode 46 of Neat Little Macapps. No sponsor in this episode, but for all you cheapskates out there, be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away a license for this week's app, and it sure is worth your time, I promise you. Keep in mind, NLMA is an enhanced podcast, so everything I talk about can be seen in your iTunes artwork window, or you can check it out on your iPod screen. We'll dive right into this show, head first, as they say, and we'll start with some listener feedback. I have to plug Frooks. I had some chat with the people over there, and if you go and check out www.frooks.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a bunch of guys that contacted me, pulling my attention towards their site, saying, hey, why don't you give Frooks a try? And I must say, it really sounds interesting. It looks interesting also. It's a little preference pane, and you use it to sync your address book between different Macintoshes. It's like a system preference pane that organizes all that, kind of like a .Mac principle. They are still working on implementation of other stuff, such as a calendar synchronization and a bookmarking synchronization. But for the moment, you can try out the address book preference pane. And they asked me to plug in, and I gladly do that because it really looks a promising project. So check out Frooks at frooks.com. I also want to give a shout out to TD Skate because he sent me a very useful link that contains free alternatives to popular Macintosh applications, such as an alternative for AppSapper called App Cleaner. I know that app really is a good one. Also, alternatives for Parallels, VirtualBox, XLimmer alternatives, CoverFutura alternatives, a whole bunch of, by the way, an alternative to Text Expander called RapidoWrite. I reviewed that in the show also. Awaken has an alternative. Well, bunch of applications where you can find alternatives for. Very interesting read. Do check it out. Really, thank you for sending over that link. Also, thanks to Thomas de Krik for informing me of another new Belgium rising star besides the Drupal creator Dries, of course. And those are the creators of CSS Edit. Yes, they're Belgium. They have created a new application called Espresso, and it will be kind of like a Coda competitor. Haven't seen much about it. You have to opt in to be part of the beta, apparently. I still have to do that. But as soon as I have more information, I'll be sure to keep you informed about that. Okay, now for the old school Neat Little Macapp listeners amongst you, you all know I dig fine user interface design. You might also remember I reviewed On the Job, which was and still is a fantastic app to do time billing. Now, I'm afraid those days are over. Don't get me wrong, On the Job still is a very valid alternative to do time billing. By all means, if you just want a good, stable, cheap time billing app, go for On the Job. They're working on version 3 now, so all is good there. But that said, it is what it is, an application with basic functionality. As soon as you want that tad bit more of control, you're out of luck. So what am I talking about? What app is such a blast that it actually made me visit the site, download the demo, and go, yes, baby, yes, Billings. Current version 3.0.1. Who created it? Well, it's by the fine people at Market Circle. They have some other applications that tie into the whole time billing stuff, but my main focus here will be Billings. Okay. Let's breathe for a moment and let the emotions chill for a bit. Okay, here we go. The reason I went looking for another time billing application instead of On the Job is the fact that my wife has now become a part-time independent graphic designer. And I'm into new media consulting, so she's hard at work creating her new corporate identity for her little business. Might as well plug her here. The company is called Oh, c'est beau, which is French for, wow, that's beautiful. Anyway, she's kind of neurotic when it comes to that corporate identity, and she wants everything styled, and even her invoices should represent her graphical skills. Now, I guess that's just what graphic designers do, No? So I set out to look for a nice time billing solution that would help her with time tracking and billing. Heaven knows she could use some organization in that part. And it should also be able to have her invoices fit into her corporate identity, which means that, well, basically virtually everything on that invoice should be stylable. So after a lot of mucking about with all kinds of applications that didn't fit the bill just yet, I found Billings. Fully customizable invoice, check. Nice user interface, check. Time tracking, okay, check. Projects, check. Estimates, check. Blueprints, check. Notes, check. Attachments, check. Client management, check. Payments, statements, retainers, check, check. Reports, oh my. Is this still a neat little Mac app? Yes and no. I mean, it looks like a neat little Mac app. It feels like a neat little Mac app. It's even priced like a neat little Mac app, but it handles like a satellite strapped on a solid booster rocket heading straight for Mars. You get where you need to be really, really fast, and if needed, you fold out all the fancy equipment and you check if there really are little green men there. Not clear? No worries, I'll just explain. The best way to do that is create an invoice. The first thing you'll see when you open up Billings is something that you see a lot of times these days in applications, sort of like a guide, a setup assistant that gets you where you want to be really fast, that gets you up and running. And this application is no different. You get a really nice setup assistant that immediately takes care of your corporate identity, your clients, your taxes, your billing, and then gives you a nice welcome. And be sure to check out the welcome, because included in Billings, and this is something you see very often in new applications also, is a quick screencast of the application. And this is the best way to learn this stuff. You really get a screencast of a person who is used to working with Billings, who knows the ins and outs, and who really manages to distill all the information in a very clear manner. And they do a very good job with Billings also. So do check out that introductory screencast. Okay, after you have done some basic setup stuff, then you come to the nice GUI, and here is something that really is astonishing. Billings really shines in this part. You get a main window, which has a menu bar, and on the left side you have two buttons, one for projects and one for your accounting view. You have a couple of icons there where you can create timers, projects, add files, URLs and notes and stuff, and a search window which lets you easily find your stuff back, of course. And then on the left side you have the sidebar. Now the sidebar in itself really is nicely designed. You have a general part where you can find information about all your clients, where you can see recurring invoices, where you can create reports, personal projects, all slips, and this already gives you an idea of the possibilities of this application. And then you can create groups where you will store your clients, and you have your information pane where you see information of the currently selected clients. Stuff like what's his email, his phone address, which payments are overdue, are there payments that haven't been billed yet, stuff like that. And you can get a lot of information by just glancing over that information pane. Really very interesting. This is also the place where you create new clients. So let's go ahead and do just that. I'll click the plus sign and I get a pop-down window which gives me my own address book, and so I can go and select clients. I can create a new client immediately from this pane, also very handy. So let's go and select a client. Let's take, for instance, my own wife for plugging her new business. I'm going to send her a nice invoice about that. And immediately here I can also add, if I double click that client that I added, I can see its picture. I can add a client number, an hourly rate for that client, mileage rates, mileage distance to that client, very interesting. And then I can add some information in extra fields. And this is handy too. If I notice that something isn't really right here, I can hit the edit in address book button, and it takes me to address book where I can immediately start editing this client. So I'm just beginning to create my invoice. I'm just at the part where I just add a client and already I have a lot of options here, but they are really thought out. They are really interesting. For instance, that edit client button, that's stuff that really impresses me from the start. Okay, so I have my client. If I glance over the information pane, I see the name of the client, email, phone, address. And again, this is where this application shines. If I hit email, my mail program launches, opens up an empty mail for that client. So if I just want to contact him with a simple mail, I can do it from here. Next really thought out feature, click on the phone and you get the big print phone number. I mean, I know this is basic address book functionality, but they have done the extra mile and they have added it to their application as well, which is really cool. Then the next feature, and again, I'm still in the client creation process here, bear with me. The next really cool feature here, you see the address of a client, just hit it, and both the project pane and the estimate slips, by the way, are the lines on your invoice, disappear, and it gets filled up with a huge Google map zoomed in to that specific location of the client. It really is cool. I mean, on the right side, you even have, and this is again well thought out, a button that says open in Safari. You click it and you get Safari on that same location. You can immediately add this to your own maps in Google if you want to and have one big map of all your clients. It really, really is well thought of. It also has a back button, so let's hit that and I'm back to my main window with my projects pane and my slips pane. Okay, so enough chatter about the clients. Let's go and build this client. But before I start to bill my lovely wife, I'll have to create a new project. So let's do just that in the main project window. Since I don't have any projects open yet, there is just this one big button saying new project. Hit it and I get my project window. Here I can fill in basic project information like any other time billing application. Let's say project name will be plugging Osebo. There we go. The state, is this active, not, is it an estimate or is it completed or cancelled? Let's say I'll do an estimation for starters. Can even add a nickname to this project. A due date, let's say that it's due today, it started today, and I have this little fields where I can just enter dates. I also have the little pop-up calendars where I can quickly go through a calendar and select a day also here, very handy. And I have a completed field where I can add the completed date if I want to. Can add some extra fields here also, project code, purchase order, other stuff if I want to. In this same window, I have three tabs beyond details. I can also hit links where I can just add links to files and URLs that I'll be using for this project. And in this case, let's just add a file and I'll go to, well, this very audio recording and just choose that. And I see it pop up with name, kind, date, stuff like that. I can also add a URL, www.osebo. See, I'm plugging here, really good from me. Osebo.com. And there we are. I have a link. And this is very handy because I also can add notes. That's the third tab. If I hit the plus sign, I can just add quick notes to this. Let's call this test note. Test note. Okay, and there we go. And I click the OK button and immediately I see my project appear in the project pane. I can see all kinds of information. I can see the due date, the time, the pending, the to date, all stuff like that. Immediately, I also see it's an estimate. I can see there are two links, one note, and now I can start creating slips. And again, a slip is like a part of a project. It's the lines on your invoice that you'll see. And let's start with creating a new slip. And this is done by clicking the icons in the slip menu bar. And just go create new slip. And I can start filling out tons, and I mean tons of information, but again, in a very, very structured way. For instance, I can add a name to a slip. So let's say plug on NLMA intro. Categories, I have tons of categories already built in, consulting, consumables, creative, stuff like that. But this is something you can change in the preferences if you want to. You can throw them all away and fill it up with your own categories. Let's say in this case, category is NLMA. See, that's a category I added earlier on before starting the review. I can select here also who is the work person, the person that actually is doing the work, which would be me. I can choose now which kind of slip this is. Is this a timed slip, meaning it will change with time, it will be more expensive by time, or is it a flat fee, or is it a quantity, or is it an expense, or if it's a mileage. And again, you'll see that the information fields below that change depending on what you selected. For instance, if you select mileage, you'll have a field to fill in the distance, the date, the rate of your mileage. If it's a quantity, you just can you have a field where you fill in the quantity and the price for that quantity. So if you, for instance, say two quantities, say I'm going to plug her twice, but the price is 45 euros, that will make it 90 euros. And immediately below that, you'll see the effect of what you have selected. You see the subtotal, you can even add a markup, a discount, you can add your taxes here. By the way, taxes set up by country, lots of countries here. And you see your totals. Now, let's say that it's quantity and I'm going to plug her 13 times, and I'm going to demand 45 euros for that per plug, which makes a 585 euros. Yeah, okay, that's good. Now, very interesting, at the bottom of this window, you'll see use blueprint. Again, very well thought of, because you can create blueprints. For instance, if you have slips that are recurring, if you have slips that happen all the time, for instance, say you're a graphic designer and you want to be able to bill for your prints, you just make a blueprint for prints. You set all the correct stuff in there, and then you just go, okay, create new slip from blueprint. You select the print slip blueprint, and then you just fill in the quantity and you're done. You don't have to fill in all the other fields again and again. Very, very handy. You also can add comments here, and you can choose whether or not this slip will be billable or my eyes only, meaning, okay, I'm going to add this for myself just to check or to know what it really costed me, and then I can later on bill it, but the client won't see these things in his invoice, stuff like that. And I go, okay, and now I have a slip. Suppose that this is just what it is, an estimate. I can now send this estimate to my customer by one click. I just click the send estimate and I end up in the estimate window. Here I can have all kinds of details, for instance, valid until when is this estimate valid, information about the estimate. I have delivery options. Do I want to save a copy of this estimate in a certain folder, which I can choose? Do you want to send an email with this estimate? And very handy, if you click this and you do create, your email application will open up, a PDF will be created, will be inserted in the email, and you can add whatever you want with that estimate, or if I just want to print it. Can also view a preview of my estimate, because again, the whole thing is themable. So I have a 20 or 25, 30 perhaps pre-made templates for estimates, but I can create my own, and I'll talk about that later on. Also have some options here, which is the appearance. I can change fonts if I want to. I can change the header, the I can choose whether or not to show the project name. I have some table options if I want to include slip comments or not, the slip dates or not, the quantity or duration to show, the price or the rates, the applicable taxes for each slip, all stuff I can turn on and off, the total taxes, the decimal accuracy, stuff like this. And then I just go create and I have my estimate and the client knows about it. So let's do just it. Let's say I just want to keep a copy. I choose it. Okay, save it into the valid until 25th. Say, okay, there we go. Create. And I have my slip. Immediately, if you look at clients, you will see that if you select the client and you hit the account button in your menu bar, you'll see that there is an estimate for that client. If you want, you can go ahead and edit your project and say, okay, let's really start working on this estimate, and you can promote it and hit the start working button and your estimate will be transferred to your working slips and you'll have an active working slip. I'm not going to go too much in detail about the whole timer stuff because the only thing you have to know is that there is this really cute little timer icon in your menu bar where you can start and stop timers just like with all the time billing applications on the job. Did a great job at this also. You can have a separate, and this is handy, a separate timer window where you can select and deselect active slips, and this is really handy. You can even create new slips from here if you want to, and this really is a handy feature. Haven't seen that in too much other time billing applications, but that's the timing. And as good as it is, I'm not going to go too deep into this because there are too much other things I want to talk about this application. You'll notice it will be quite a long review. Sorry for this, but really the best way to go and check out this application is just by downloading the demo yourself and check it out. Anyway, so I have this working project. What I want to do now is I can create a true invoice from this, and I do this by simply going over to the client, for instance, and there you see unbilled X amount of euros, and if you hover over it, you'll see that it changes to send invoice. There are a couple of other ways of doing this, of course. You can just go into the top menu and click send invoice, stuff like that. So I'll just go ahead and create a invoice. And again, I come to the invoice panel. It's a bit like the estimates panel. Here you have a lot of options. Again, you can choose which slips should be included in the invoice also. And then of course you can have a preview. And here you'll see the beautiful design of the invoice that my wife created. She'll kill me if she noticed that I already showed this to you because apparently it isn't finished at all. But I had to do something. So this is the invoice that I have for the moment. And I can go create invoice. There we go. And the invoice is added to the accounting tab of my wife. What I can do here also is you'll see that my wife will light up red, I mean in the application, when she has payments that are overdue. I can also continue to do some basic accounting here. I can add payments if I want to. I can add retainers. I can resend statements. You also notice that if she is overdue, if a certain amount has to be billed, I can hover over the amount and I can send a statement with one click of a button. And again, here I come to that same kind of UI that I had for the invoices. And I can send her a quick reminder saying, hey, you still owe us some money. That said and done, there are a lot of extra options. I don't think I'll be able to run them by you. You have conversion stuff in here. You have in the preferences tons of material where you can work with hotkeys, blueprint setup. You can choose your identity setup here. Taxes, timers, numbering, labels, extra fields you want to add, payment methods you can add yourself if you want to, a tons and tons of features, but still, again, very user-friendly. One thing I do want to talk a bit about is the template creation, because that's one of the main reasons I chose this application as the app that we'll be using right now for all our invoicing. If you go and click on the design and then, for instance, edit template and you start creating a invoice template, it is a bit, I'm not going to deny this, it is a bit daunting in the beginning. The best thing to do is perhaps start with the one of the existing templates and go from there. You can, it's drag and droppable, but it has kind of like an HTML structure, but still you can create your invoices eventually totally freely exactly the way you want to. I mean, there really aren't any bounds to how you can create your invoice. Best way is to check the screenshot now on your iTunes artwork window or on your iPod to see what I mean. It's a bit daunting, but it really allows me to create exactly the invoice that I want to. And that's very important for our company here. So again, it's a huge program as for the functionality that it contains, but it's so amazingly easy to use. You don't have to know all the tweaks and ins and outs if you want to. You can just start creating invoices and you'll notice that along the way you'll find more and more and more features that you find very interesting. The last thing I want to mention here is the reports option. That's right below recurring, which is another thing you can have, recurring invoices and stuff like that. But I want to talk about this reports that you can make. And this is very interesting because as for my wife is concerned, she has done some work before, but this really is the first time that she's going this professional about what she's going to do. So she doesn't really have an idea of how long will she be working on certain projects? How much will she gain with certain projects? How much will it cost her? And stuff like that. So these reports will actually teach her or show her where the problems might occur. Because here you can have summaries of your clients, retainer balances, you can have your top clients summarized, you can see your unpaid invoices summarized, billed and collected between certain dates, invoices that you send, mileage reports, invoice details, invoice discounts, tax details, taxes collected, overdue invoice, payments recorded, detailed timed estimates, version statements sent, activity by category, by client, by project, by worker, and it goes on and on and on. And what you get is a very clean interface showing you exactly, okay, this is your status, this is the health of your company, here you're losing money, here you're winning money, here things go bad, here things go well, and you can learn from that, especially if you're just starting up. I really see a lot of promise in this feature of this application, and I really, really hope I can get her to actually continue to work with this application, which is a project by itself. So again, I only touched about half of the possibilities of this program, but it should get you going. As for the free serial, because yes, I have a free serial to give out to you people out there. Let's say we do it this way. You go to the Market Circle website, you go and get the demo of Billings, and with demo I'm talking fully functional for 21 days, I guess it is. And once you downloaded it, you go ahead and create the most original projects and slips you can imagine. Be original, create some screenshots of your originality with Billings, send them over to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. And we'll choose a winner and he will receive a free license for Billings. Now, one thing I forgot to mention, just indulge me, visit the site billings3.com and guess how much it is. Don't get me wrong, I know this sounds like an advertisement, but people who are used to listening to me in neat little Mac apps know that when an application is that good, I'm getting quite enthusiastic about it. But anyway, just guess. Give it a guess. Give it a go. 65, well, kind of like it's 45 euros, so that's $65. I mean, that's a little bit more than Spore the game, in which, by the way, I have reached civilization status. I mean, for an application like this, this really is well priced.
Oh, hi, it's me. Sorry about the quality, but I just want to throw in here, at the time that I'm editing this, it appears that Billings 3 is now sold for $39.95. They call it the Main Street sale. I guess it's in the economic crisis status and stuff like that. Anyway, $39.95. That's a bargain.
I do have a tip for the developer. There is a certain option where you can set the invoice naming structure. When you save an invoice, what should the name be? And you can add all kinds of options. And that, in my opinion, should be like those draggable tag-like things. So we don't have to type it all in. It's like percentage and then a piece of code to get a certain, for instance, the invoice number in there. Stuff like that. They should just make it drag and droppable tag like thingies so I don't have to type it. That's one thing. And they should include a visual example showing you what the end result is for the naming structure of your invoice. Second tip to developer, get that iPhone app out there. I mean, I know they are probably working on one. I actually even read that they are working on one. Won't be out, I think, in the near future, but do your best to get it out there, because I, for one, would be one of the first to just go out and buy that. It really looks, in my opinion, astounding if you just go to a client with your iPhone, do-do-do, and you can bill him, or you can enter your billing information right there on the spot. You know how long you've been with that client for instance, talks and stuff like that. And you can immediately sync that to your billings application when you come, when you get home, or just by push, that would be even more astounding. So lots of possibilities. Again, little apps like On The Job really still are good if you just want to use basic functionality. They are upgrading also, so keep those in mind too. But this application really is for the pros. I mean, it's not for the pro. Well, it could be for the pro pros, but it's more than enough for what we'll be doing with it. So there you go. Thanks for listening to my enthusiastic rambling. Thanks also to the person who sent in some listener feedback. I really appreciate it. Do send in those comments and feedback. I can always feature them in the show. And thanks to the people at Market Circle for providing for that extra serial number. You'll hear in next show who will win or who won that serial number. Get those screenshots coming, people. If you have an application that you think is truly special, be sure to send it to me. If you're a developer who thinks his app is truly fantastic, then you just send it to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. You can visit the site at neatlittlemacapps.com. You can get in touch with me via the contact form there, or you just follow me via Twitter, which is twitter.com/NLMA. That's it for this episode. Let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye. Music for this show is provided by the BC Service. The track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.pocho.com. Ik heb een show geplucht. Je oud mij iets van een 500 en zoveel euro omdat ik Osebo geplucht heb. Ik heb 13 keer Osebo geplucht. Dus hij moet mij 45 euro betalen per plug dat ik Osebo vermaald heb. Dus hij moet mij 500 en zoveel euro betalen. 500 en zoveel euro.
I have nothing.